Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, some disturbing news about the 2010 census and your children, if they're in government schools, that is. 800-259-9231 is our number. You can bring up anything. We're going to go right back into your phone calls and start things out with Charlie in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think cameras and audio surveillance could be effective for preventing crime. I think what we have now is an improper placement of those devices. I think they should be in the offices and vehicles of the, public sector employees.
Be in the government bureaucrats' offices? Yeah, they'd love that.
We should have internet access to a live feed at any point. We want to watch it and see what they're doing. I think we could prevent a lot of crime if that was done that way.
You know, it's obviously never going to happen, but it's a really great idea. Aren't we paying as as taxpayers? Aren't we paying these people's these paychecks? Aren't they our employees? Shouldn't there be cameras in all of their offices so that we, their boss, can watch what our employees are doing?
Let's take it to the next step, though. Let's take it to the next level and demand that cameras actually be placed in their homes, because you know that's where it's coming to, right? You do realize that? I mean, over in the UK,
I wouldn't want it in their homes.
Well,
that's horrible.
You wouldn't want it there? Well, I don't know. I figure if they want to put it in our homes, as they inevitably will eventually, then I think they should lead the way. I think that they should be the first ones to do it. And let's make sure they're in every single room of their home so we can watch them, you know, while they're in their bedroom and their bathrooms and stuff like that. Because that's where it's coming to. I mean, think about this. The UK has pointed out, their own studies have revealed, that the 4 million cameras they have watching their population there has done virtually nothing to prevent crime. Well, why do you think that is? Well, the criminals obviously know the cameras are present, so they'll take whatever kind of measures are necessary to avoid being seen by them. So that means that if they can't get away from the cameras and they need to commit a crime, they'll maybe put a black mask on or somehow obscure their appearance for the camera. Because the camera's not going to catch you if it can't identify who you are. Or number two, they could go inside a house and do their, you know, do their crime act there. If they're going to do a drug deal, instead of doing it out in the front yard, they'll go inside and do it there. If they're going to hurt somebody, they'll do a break and enter, or they'll do a home invasion, and they'll hurt someone inside their home. So, of course, the next logical, in their insane logic, step would be to, well, we need cameras inside people's homes. I mean, number one, it'll make sure that kids aren't being beaten by their parents. Remember, we actually read you a story at some point in this last few months about the UK government installing cameras in the homes of the certain troubled families. So they're already beginning to put the cameras in people's homes. Down in Houston, Texas, they were talking about putting homes in certain criminals' homes.
Cameras in criminals' homes,
yep. Yep, so you know, it's not that far off here from some government agency deciding, you know, to keep people the ultimate in safety, we need to have cameras in every single home. I think it's really disturbing. I'm just telling you, just wait. It'll be a matter of time before some government bureaucrat proposes that. And, of course, they'll propose it for the sex offenders first. That way nobody has a problem with it.
Yep. First they came for the sex offenders.
Sex offenders and, you know, criminals, that long-time kind of violent criminals, they'll be kind of under the thumb of the video cameras. And eventually it'll just expand out from there. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Charlie?
Well, you know, as all those things grow and become more invasive, there's always the countering of those implementations, you know. It always escalates. So cameras going homes, there's going to be people looping images. There's going to be destruction of the cameras. I don't see how they could ever implement something like that. It, of course, there are things that are implemented now that people many years ago could never see happening.
You can implement it. You don't know how efficient it's going to be. And we can see over here in Great Britain is exactly what's going to happen. They can implement it by putting a bunch of cameras up that you had to pay for, and they're not going to use them to fight crime the way they said they were, and, you know, the statistics show it.
Well, and it seems like one of the great real behind-the-scenes reasons for these cameras has to be that whoever it is the manufacturer is really raking in the
dough.
Whoever the contractor is that is providing the cameras and providing the installation services is cashing in big time. And maybe that's what it's really all about. Maybe that's what it's really about, because the studies all show they don't do anything to stop crime. They're just, it's about revenue collection when it comes to traffic, and as far as the criminal cameras are concerned, they're not doing anything. So it must be about lining their buddies' pockets. Thanks for the call tonight. Yep. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, because isn't that what politics is really all about? It's about punishing your enemies and helping your friends, because you've got access to power. If you are the person who's been elected, you get to wield that power to help your buddies and punish your friend or your enemies. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls and go to David in Florida, listening to WFLA. Hello, David.
Hey
David.
There.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, David?
I just wanted to comment. I know y'all had a guy call in from Lakeland saying about the how everybody's just getting pulled over for going past the white line.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stories that came up was on Fox 13 News, I believe it was. There was a lady, she had been doing this for the past 10 days because she takes the same route to work every day. But by the time she got the first ticket in the mail, she'd already accumulated $1,500 in fines.
Oh my gosh. So she was just rolling past or taking a right turn, or what was she doing that was doing that?
She was just taking, she was slowing down. She wouldn't come to a complete stop, but she practically stopped. I mean, she's just rolling through on the California roll, making a right turn on red.
You've got an extra $1,000 sitting around you don't mind sending into the city, right? It's no problem.
Yeah, right.
How many people can afford this stuff?
It's ridiculous what they're doing. And, I mean, I can understand if you got somebody running straight through a red light, that can kill somebody and cost somebody their life. But what this lady was doing was nothing like that. And they took a lot from her.
Thank you for the story tonight.
You know, and they have no desire whatsoever to do any kind of negotiations here. Why should they? What's their motivation to negotiate?
The law's the law, son.
Well, besides that, you're going to pay it or your license is going to go away. I mean, that's really all there is to it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. Let's talk to Craig, listening to KMED in Oregon. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, they do negotiate. Let me tell you about the little negotiations they did in our little town.
Tell me about it.
I had my wife with me, so obviously I couldn't drive too bad. And I pulled up to a stoplight that had the camera, stopped, turned right, and went about my business. About 7 days later, I got the ticket in the mail.
Hmm.
Well, we're kind of lucky here. We can go on. I don't know if everybody can do this or not, but we can go online to a website and watch a 12-second video of you, of your picture. And sure enough, I pulled up, stopped, and went. I'm like, well, so I watched it about 100 times. Well, they gave me a choice. You can go to court on it, or you could pay $195 and go to traffic school.
Jeez.
And so when you go to traffic school, you got to pay another $50 because they buy infant car seats for low-income people. So I hadn't had a ticket in 18 years. I didn't want it really to go on my record, so I went to the traffic school. However, they said if you go to court on it, you can't go to traffic school. So I went to traffic school, paid the fine, went to traffic school, gave them their $50, and they started showing a bunch of intersections in our town. And he'd say, they'd show aerial views, and he'd say, did anybody see what happened here, or here, or here? And they got to my intersection, about 4 of us raised our hands. And he said, was anybody in this lane here where this 18-wheeler is? And I raised my hand. And he goes, boy, it sucks to be you. I said, why is that? He goes, that picture was out of whack for, that camera was out of whack for over 90 days. They just finally got it fixed last week.
What does that mean?
And, the marker where it takes your picture was off. So it didn't care if you stopped or not.
So
it was going to take your picture 10 feet, 12 feet behind the line.
So basically you're saying they screwed up, but you found this out too late, so you couldn't do anything about it? Or how'd that resolve itself, if it did?
I said, well, can I go to the court now and tell them? He says, well, you can tell them, but I doubt they're going to reverse it. You've already pled guilty.
Oh, no.
And, the thing is that's the way they do it. And just like the other gentleman said earlier, most of these tickets are people that pull up
Yep.
And turn right on a red light.
Yep, it's all about ringing the cash register. Thanks for the story tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, yep, Mark, you know what? I think he's right. You may be able to get them to negotiate. I'll suggest how that might be able to work in moments. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live.
Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including archives. So if you are someone who only gets this show on Saturday nights on your local radio station, you can just go and download the weeknight program. In fact, you can go and get them for an entire year on our front page of our website at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has joined up with Midas Resources to offer our listeners some really great deals on gold and silver right now. It is a great time to get gold and silver for your portfolio because, well, they printed a whole bunch of dollar bills. That means that the dollar bills are that you have and you're going to be receiving in the future are going to be worth less and less over time because there's more of them in the marketplace. The best thing to do is invest in gold and silver right now. You can get British sovereign gold coins. That's nearly a quarter ounce of gold. It has a great numismatic value to it. It's $266 for a quarter ounce. And also you can get Walking Liberty halves for just under $9 for somewhere near a half ounce of silver. And all you have to do is go to silver.freetalklive.com and, you know, do your ordering there. Or you can call Midas Resources at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Silver.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue here taking your calls about what you want. I believe we have a law enforcement officer on the line. Jim is in Florida listening to WFLA. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Red light cameras.
Yes, sir.
Brother, there's so much that goes into dealing with whether or not you're going to write somebody a ticket.
Yeah.
10 inches on the white line isn't a ticket. You know what I mean?
But you're saying it is for a red light camera. For you as a human being police officer, it's not. For the red light camera, it's a violation.
Correct.
You know,
now, I'm in a position where, yes, I work for the government, but I also believe the government is too big. But I also have a fight within myself for that because I do think there needs to be limited form of government. If not, we'd have people going out here doing all sorts of crazy junk.
I'm with you.
I know that's a little bit, you know, against what you guys believe and everything.
Well,
but
that's my partner over there. I'm for cops, courts, and causeways, as I say it. I believe that the government should be taking care of roads and cops. And
I have nothing against the idea of protection services. I just think they should be provided on a consensual basis, on a voluntary basis.
Well, yeah, I understand. But I mean, at the same time, that's great. That's a great idea, you know, as far as freedom goes. But at the same time, man, there's just too much silly junk going on out there that if it got to a point like that, I think you might change your mind when you see all the crazy stuff people do.
I understand where you're coming from, and it's certainly a persuasive point that you make. But I think that protection services would be better if they were open to competition. Right now, you guys have a monopoly on protection for the most part. I mean, obviously, there's just some private security firms that'll guard gated neighborhoods and that sort of thing. But as far as getting, you know, real crimes investigated and solved, unless you can hire a private investigator who, you know, they tend to do a better job than the police. But the police are pretty much the go-to guys, and if they don't do a good job, then there's no real way to, you know, you don't get your money back. There's no guarantees. In fact, there's not even guaranteed the police will come when you call them. And I know that there are cops that are like you that are the good guys that really will do everything they can to solve a crime, and they will do their diligent best at investigating. But on the other hand, you probably know this. There are some cops out there that are lazy, and they're, you know, they're shiftless, and they're not really interested in showing up or doing a complete job at what they do. And for those guys, there's just really nothing that you can do about it, especially as they rise through the ranks and become administrators, as some of the police officers that I've been aware of have done. I mean, there's certain sheriffs down in your area that might even be drug dealers, I mean, for all we know.
Yeah, well, that was a big tangent, brother, but I understand what you're talking about. I think you're a little bit left on that, but that's cool. And I know you don't affiliate yourself with anything, and I don't want you to piss and match about that. Back to the red light cameras,
yes, sir.
If at all possible. The deal is with those, you know, like I said, there's humans involved, and it should be involved in that because there's circumstances that have changed. You can't just blindly nail people for things that that might not really be a dangerous violation, or there's a reason for what happened. You know, whatever the case may be, there's got to be a little bit of discretion involved in there.
Yeah, I agree.
The other thing is, let me say this. The fines are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay? This is the way that I think it should be. You write somebody a ticket, it costs about $20, and it gets documented with their license. Okay?
Now, documented with their license?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, yeah, whenever you run somebody's license, okay, they've gotten a ticket for this before. And then you can start to track people who have, you know, they don't care about safety, and, you know, they're going to hurt somebody, and they keep doing these things and doing these things and doing these things. Okay? Now, that way you're not going and slapping $200 on somebody for a little mistake, okay? All right, well, we caught you doing this.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. Here's your ticket, buddy. It's not something you can't handle, you know, and then you get your one ticket. It doesn't kill your insurance, you know, and then you go on your way and you don't run a red light again for another 10 years. Well, guess what? If you run one red light every 10 years, you're doing pretty darn good.
Certainly a far more.
On the other hand, you see people that will run a red light every stinking day of the week, and that's dangerous for everybody else.
Yeah,
depends.
No matter how anti-government
let's be fair.
You are,
hey Jim,
like
Jim, let's be fair though. I mean, it just depends on whether or not it's dangerous. For instance, here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it can be 12 in the morning, and there's nobody around at the red lights. I will regularly just, you know. Okay, look around. Nobody's there. Just go right on through the red light. So I think it just all depends on the situation, the time of day,
right.
And you know what kind
right.
of traffic is around. But the red light cameras don't care about any of those factors. Yeah, I like what you're saying, and I think it's a fairly reasonable proposal. What would happen as a law enforcement officer if you came out publicly against red light cameras?
You know, it would be bad for me, dude. I got to feed my family and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So they would do something to you. The law enforcement, the higher ups would punish you in some way.
Not necessarily. I don't think so. But I just think that I'm better off just playing it safe. You know, because I am work for the government, man. You know how it is.
Let's not be naive about it. I can imagine how that is. I've heard stories about how it is, but I would never want to find out personally how it is. So another question for you, and then we've got to move on. But how do you feel about prohibition? Completely.
As far as alcohol?
Prohibition in general.
Well, here's the thing. Alcohol causes way, 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 way more problems than do drugs.
So are you a member of law enforcement against prohibition? I guess a more important question is, have you heard of law enforcement against prohibition?
No, I have not. And here's the other thing. You know, it's all based on people's choice, okay? You can drink and be responsible, not kill anybody, not beat your wife.
Absolutely.
No problem, okay? But I mean, you got people that don't do that, and there's laws in place for that.
Sure, sure. And I agree with you. If you hurt somebody, then there's a problem, and somebody that has committed a crime against another person should be dealt with. I'd like to suggest, Jim, first of all, I really appreciate your call tonight. Feel free to call us anytime. I know that you didn't tell us what city you were in, but I know you're down there in Florida somewhere. Whenever you're listening, if you hear us talking about a law enforcement-related issue, would love to have your thoughts. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Oh, and check out Law Enforcement Against Prohibition when you get a chance. Whether you're a law enforcement officer or family or friend of one of them, leap.cc, leap.cc, great organization. We're coming up.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ion filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. Though tonight, a lot of people have had a lot to say about the traffic cameras and the various different governmental monitoring cameras that are popping up all over the place in cities around the country, and apparently even smaller cities, smaller, largish towns and smaller cities are getting these things, too. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You can chime in on that, or, as we say, bring up whatever you want. Also, you need to know that Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which you can choose. In every genre, Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download today. If you go and sign up at audiblepodcast.com/FTL, that's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
They have all kinds of new releases over there at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You can get just about anything you see at the major bookstores on the shelves. They've got it right there. So, and you can get your first one for free.
Toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. We continue taking your calls about what you want. And ladies first, so Linda is in Clearwater listening to WFLA. Hey, Linda.
How are you doing?
Just super. What's on your mind?
Great. Well, I was just listening to the last policeman that called in and was talking about the red light issue and that he had to felt as though he had a human need to evaluate each ticket and, you know, should it be given or should it just a warning be given out? And I want to say he sounded to me very much in earnest, and that he was really, this was really a problem for him morally.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a refreshing phone call because I'm now 60 years old. I was born and raised in an era where it was like Andy Griffiths on TV. You
yeah.
were taught to respect the policeman and, you know, do whatever he said. And
the police back then would respect you, at least some of them. I'm sure there were still some rogue cops, but it's certainly happening more these days. The Andy Griffith-style police officer would, I think, most accurately be described as a peace officer, someone whose job it is to restore the peace, to maintain the peace, whereas what we have today is a law enforcement officer, and the mentality between the two is very different. A peace officer restoring, keeping peace, law enforcement is enforcing laws, no matter how asinine, no matter how arbitrary.
Well, I had an asinine cop. I was a pedestrian, and an asinine cop backed up and hit me.
Oh, God.
Knocked me down to the ground. And I said, I think we need to call the police, as I'm, you know, screaming in pain. And he said, go ahead, I'm a cop too. And he left the scene of the accident.
Oh, wow.
So when the police and the ambulance and all the paramedics arrived to take me to the hospital, because I have knee damage now and need knee replacements to both knees because of his actions, he was originally given a careless driving, and then it was a felony hit and run.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. And after I told them who he was, and, you know, he had one of those vanity plates that was very easy to identify, the cops at the scene said, oh, we know who he is. And and I told them, I said, you know, I'm a registered nurse. I work drug and alcohol rehab. This guy was drunk. I could see it. I could tell by his, you know, his actions. He was drunk. And I said, I want a blood alcohol done on him. And this is where he headed, you know, they knew who he was. They waited 6 hours to go to his home to arrest him. And, of course, by then he had sobered up.
Sure.
And then the Nathan Vanderhyde, our assistant attorney, district attorney down here, decided to change his felony hit and run to a bad conduct, or excuse me, it was called conduct unbecoming an officer.
What is that, like a violation?
Well, no, it was a slap on the wrist.
Right.
And, yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean when I say violation. Up here, there's three levels. There's felony, misdemeanor, and then violation is the lowest, basically slap on the wrist kind of thing. So it sounds to me like you have experienced the thin blue line, the brotherhood, as they call it, within the ranks.
I have absolutely no use for any police officer, and honest to goodness, if I needed a cop, I would take care of the situation myself, because I wouldn't trust one any further than I could throw one.
I don't blame you, and it's so sad that this has to happen to people to kind of wake them up to what's going on out there. Yours isn't the only story that we've heard over the years. I mean, there are other stories where people have called the cops into a situation believing they're going to help out. We just told a story recently about a mother that called the police because her son was acting out. I guess she thought the cops were going to come and help her son and her with their issue, but they ended up coming and shooting the kid. There's one lady that called that there was an issue where they called the police. They showed up. They checked some IDs. She had an ID that was her sister's, and so they arrested her. They took her down to the police station, strip searched her, and just terrified this woman. I mean, I could go on forever. These issues of police malfeasance, and in so many cases, in 99% of the cases, the thin blue line closes around its ranks, just like you saw happen, where the 6 hours they waited to go and pick this guy up, because they have no obligation to do anything at all.
This happened on a Christmas Eve, and I laid there in the hospital bed crying because I didn't want to have him arrested and taken away from his children on Christmas Eve. He wasn't in jail an hour and 45 minutes.
I can tell you they wouldn't have given you, most likely they wouldn't have given you the same respect. They wouldn't have given you same treatment.
No way. And, you know, you see them now with the tattoos on the neck and the ear piercings and the bleach blonde hair. I don't know what has happened to this world, but as I said, yeah, I wrote letters to the Attorney General's office.
Mm-hmm.
I even wrote to the FBI trying to get all this, you know, investigated, and nobody wants to touch.
They don't care.
The St. Petersburg Police Department.
Yep, they don't care because you know what? They know they're going to get your money next year anyway. And that's
exactly.
That's where it comes from. That's where I was talking with Jim about a few moments ago. It's like I said, Jim, you sound like one of the good guys, and I know there are still some good guys out there, but when the police forces have these rogue cops throughout them, when they rise through the ranks, we've talked to cops on this show, and this is probably not going to surprise you at all, but we've talked to retired police officers who were basically telling us that, and we've heard this from multiple retired police officers, they have said that the bad cops rise through the ranks, that's just the way it works, and that basically these guys, the good guys, end up quitting because they're so frustrated by the fact that the bad guys are protecting the other bad guys within the force, and if they try to speak up about all the corruption, they'll be targeted personally for some sort of retaliation. So instead of continuing to deal with this kind of a jobs situation where they're constantly under threat, they just decide to quit. So basically you've got a situation that promotes the bad guys and that flushes the good guys out the door, and that's what has happened. It's just year after year, generation after generation of the cops just getting worse. We know of a police trainer, we've met him in person, who's told us that of the recruits that he gets in to do the training, he's actually quitting. He's quitting doing police training because he can't stand dealing with these people anymore. He gets these recruits in. He says that 10% maximum, 10% of them actually have courage. The rest of them are a bunch of sniveling, sick, twisted cowards that just want to, you know, be the big badge heavy, as he calls them, the cop that's the, you know, the real tough guy that, you know, goes around hurting people or whatever. They're in the police business because they'll be able to hurt people or take advantage of situations and that sort of thing. And he's so frustrated by it, he's quitting the business of training the police. So that's just kind of a little taste to give you some idea of what other people have been experiencing out there, and it's just so sad. I thank you for your story tonight, and I wish you good luck, and I'm sorry to hear that it had to happen to you, but it's happened to so many people, and so many times the police just close around one another, like she said with the district attorney, just knocking it down. Oh, it was felony hit and run, now it's conduct unbecoming an officer. Just leave a little slap on the hand, maybe take them off the force. They love to take them off the force for a week and give them a paid vacation. They do that too while they investigate, and then they come back and they find out that, oh, everything was fine with what that officer did. No problem at all.
Sure, the punishment basically is the investigation.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's like I said, they know you'll pay next year, because if you don't pay, then they'll send their men with the guns to take you from your home and throw you on the street. So they've got guaranteed customers. Why should they do anything right? More on the way. You take control and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, Saturday night edition. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all free. Now, if you enjoy this program, one of the ways you can help support Free Talk Live, help us get on more radio stations around the country, is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And that will, you can do that for as little as $3 a month. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their websites, and then you get access to the features. Free Talk Live gives the features away and says to you, hey, if you appreciate that, send us a few bucks a month. You can do that at amp.freetalklive.com, and it will get you access to a few extra bonuses like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Your $3 a month makes a big difference for us.
Are you tired of taking an antioxidant and a vitamin and having to swallow the big old vitamin? Well, Choose for Health Superfruit Complex has a solution for you. You can try it out and get a free week by calling 800-219-8874. This vitamin, this chewable vitamin, also contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit, and these are considered to be, by many experts, some of the most nutrient-rich fruits in the world, and they're great antioxidants. It's 800-219-8874. You can get a free week trial. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. Choose for health.
Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. We continue taking your calls about what you want. And if we get a chance coming up here, we've also got some news about the 2010 census and how the federal government has plans to use your children. We'll explain how. But first, we go to Frank listening to WFLA in Florida. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Frank. Gentlemen, I wanted to talk about red light cameras, but what sparked my interest was a previous caller and about the state of police service. I am a former police officer, and I certainly had my issues when I was in the police academy. I was a platoon commander, and I was right out of the Marine Corps at the time. And needless to say, I'm not here to bash police officers because there's a lot of good ones out there. But what they were bringing in as recruits was just laughable.
Can you give me an example of how? It was laughable.
Well,
they were laughable.
For instance, as I mentioned, I was a platoon commander, and one day a female recruit came in, and she had some kind of a gang jacket on with some gang symbols over her uniform. And one of my jobs as platoon commander was to get them in formation and you know, make sure that their uniform looked straight. And, you know, I asked her to take it off, and, you know, I don't have to listen to you, and, you know, complete disrespect. And, you know, I made her do some push-ups. She went to the staff about it. I got reamed out for hurting her feelings. And, you know, needless to say, I wasn't platoon commander very long after that because I resigned a position. I wasn't pushing them that hard, but, you know, I believed in what I was doing. And, you know, I wasn't bringing the Marine Corps to the police service, but, you know, it is a quasi-military organization, and you need to be a professional. And, you know, that's just one example. Another example was, you know, on a run, you know, some of these guys can do maybe two pull-ups. You know, maybe they could run half a mile, and they weren't required to.
I didn't realize it was that bad on the recruiting side.
The police aren't required to be able to do two pull-ups?
Well, you know, they're supposed to pass a physical fitness, but I don't think you can, you know, keep them from getting their certificate because of it. You know, maybe it'll hurt them getting on a job, but then they'll sue for some sort of a discrimination, instance, and they don't have to. And I'll segue that really quick into just recently, there was a couple of cruisers at the end of my block, and I kind of keep an eye out. You know, I have small children, and I went, you know, my only concern is, you know, somebody selling drugs. They wind up being a domestic violence situation, but this heavyset officer came out, and she had to be about 270 pounds, and she was annoyed that I was asking her, you know, is there anything I needed to be concerned about? And what I was going to say was, because I'll keep an eye out for you guys, you know, if you're looking for a car or something, you know, I'm the type of guy that'll give you a call. And she says, well, you know, that's why we're here. We're here to handle the situation. And I'm a small guy, but I'm pretty good in shape, and I doubt this woman could protect me if she had to.
Yeah, what a load of nonsense. They're not there for that. That's just a convenient excuse for them to blow you off, because
that's
the Supreme Court has found again and again and again that the police and any other government bureaucracy has no obligation to provide anybody with services. Even though we pay for their services, they have no obligation to actually provide them. I think it's very interesting that so you decided to leave because of all of the shenanigans. It's just so
it was a lot of internal politics and you know, who was sleeping with who in dispatch and this, that, and the other thing, and who liked you and who didn't like you. And you know, that's what it was all about. But you had mentioned something earlier. When you call the police, now we have a good police department where I live, but you got to understand something. If they're across town, if they're out of zone, it's going to be 10 minutes you're standing toe-to-toe with somebody if you need help. You know, even with all their best intentions.
Yep, you can't rely on them.
The cops are not there to protect you.
No, they're the cleanup squad.
I mean, you know, it may say so on the side of the car, but the only thing that's there to protect you is that nine you've got on the nightstand. I'm sorry.
And they really need to depend on the community and guys like myself and plenty of guys and girls out there who keep a lookout and willing to get involved and call the police when they see something that you know that doesn't look right. But I wanted to call you about the police cameras.
Yes, sir.
In South Florida, it just so happens, just by coincidence, last week, and I didn't get all the details, but I think it's Juno Beach, Florida, has these red light cameras. And there's actually a lawsuit on due process grounds. You know, it's pretty basic. I think we all learned it back in the sixth grade that you're innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the town got around it is they make it a violation of a city ordinance, because it actually contravenes Florida law. I'm an attorney now, by the way.
Hmm.
And, you know, certainly you said earlier, what do we do about it? An enterprising attorney needs to, and I don't do class action suits. At one time I did.
Mm-hmm.
But an enterprising attorney needs to wait till they get about a $10 million revenue. I'm sure all the people that got pulled over or got tickets with these red lights, I'm sure it's public record, and I would blast them an email and say, hey, listen, if you've been served with one of these tickets, get a class action, because the only thing these people are going to listen to is if you hit them in the pocket.
It's not a bad idea at all. I thank you for the call tonight and the expertise. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. He makes an interesting point also earlier about the fat cops. You see them so often. It would be an interesting question for you to ask the police department what their retesting policy is. because it's different all over the country.
I would have thought at the very least you had to be in a certain level of...
To get in.
And
I was shocked by that,
too. It must be true in some departments and not others.
That's what I'm saying here. There are various different policies. So if you see fat cops on your local police squad, ask them. You know, talk to the police chief and ask him what the retesting policy is, because in a lot of departments, there is absolutely no retesting requirement. Like, it's a completely optional thing. So basically, if there was some sort of test they had to pass to get on, they could then just start shoveling their face full of donuts for the rest of their entire career in a lot of departments and never once have to go and do, you know, run a hundred meters or a mile or do any pull-ups or any sort of physical testing. There are a lot of departments where it's just, hey, once you're in, it's easy street. We continue here taking your calls. Gray Wolf is also listening to WFLA in Florida. Gray Wolf, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
How you doing?
Just super. What's on your mind, Gray Wolf?
Show tonight.
Thank you.
Talking about the cameras, I had two things I wanted to mention. The cameras, right. And then I'll get to my second one. Down in Tampa, I'm originally from Tampa. Ybor City, you know, they got cameras every place there. On 7th Avenue when they open up Ybor City at night.
Yep. And they had the facial recognition software that did not work, and they found that it was a complete waste of money.
Oh, my God. It was so expensive, it wasn't funny. But they have cameras down there every place.
Wow.
Especially downtown.
And is it making things safer? Are people now safe in Ybor City?
No. See, there wasn't any traffic there. Walking traffic. You can't even ride a bike in there at night.
Yeah.
Those cameras, they only really use them for night. Because during the day, it's just people shopping and stuff.
Gotcha.
But when they open up the party time, it's all nothing but they close the street off. You can't get in town with a car or anything.
Get to your second point, Gray Wolf. We're short on time.
Okay. The second point was last week, you know, when I was telling you, I said, when they come in here and try to take my guns, I got something for them. And you said, well, you started talking about you don't believe in the violence.
Yeah, what do you have?
I'm not a violent person either, but that's my protection. That's my cop. I got cops in my house. You know, I got nines and I got other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when the government's getting too big and too powerful, it's expanding all the time. And I've been worried about them trying to come in and take my ammunition and my guns. And if they do, they're going to have to kill me to get them, because I'm going to kill some of them when they try to come in my place.
Gray Wolf, I can't say I blame you. I thank you for the call tonight. I think that the best way to go about if the government's getting too big and too intrusive is to have mass civil disobedience, but I don't blame people like Gray Wolf for saying those things.
I like the idea of filming things so that other people can see them and people can get outraged rather than looking like the lone nut going out like Jesse James. But
Hour 3 is coming up. If you're on the lines, we'll get to you. It's Free Talk Live. Anything goes.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.